ICE arrests Harvard law professor after shooting near synagogue. U.S. immigration authorities arrested visiting Harvard Law School professor Carlos Portugal Gouveia on Wednesday following an alleged anti-Semitic shooting incident outside of a synagogue in the Greater Boston area the day before Yom Kippur, the holiest day of the year in Judaism. This is the second arrest for Gouveia, 43, a Brazilian national, after authorities say he shot near the synagogue using a pellet gun. In a plea deal last month involving local charges after the incident, Gouveia did not admit to being motivated by anti-Semitism. He insisted he was hunting rats when he pumped two shots of pellets through a car window across from Temple Beth Zion while worshippers attended service inside. Gouveia denied having anti-Semitic motivations. The synagogue was on lockdown while its private security team searched for and found Gouveia behind a tree. He put his gun down when approached by security and fled, according to police. He was later arrested at home, according to the Jewish Post and News. U.S. Department of Homeland Security Assistant Secretary Tricia McLaughlin called the incident an unacceptable threat. There is no room in the United States for brazen, violent acts of anti-Semitism like this, McLaughlin said in a statement. They are an affront to our core principles as a country and an unacceptable threat against law-abiding American citizens. The U.S. is not obligated to admit foreigners who commit reprehensible acts or let them stay in the country, McLaughlin added. Gouveia was first arrested by local authorities 4 days after the October 1 shooting at Temple Beth Zion in Brookline, Massachusetts. He was charged locally with illegally discharging a pellet gun, disorderly conduct, disturbing the peace, and maliciously vandalizing property. The law professor was placed on leave by the university following his initial arrest. Local authorities, however, did not file any hate-related charges after leaders of the synagogue told congregants in an email they did not believe Gouveia's actions were not fueled by anti-Semitism. On October 16, DHS revoked Gouveia's visa. Gouveia pleaded guilty to the local charge of illegally using an air rifle as part of a plea deal to drop the other charges. He was placed on probation on November 21. DHS officials said Gouveia agreed to leave the U.S. after his federal arrest Wednesday instead of facing deportation. Harvard Law School did not return a request for comment about Gouveia's standing with the university following his arrest. Gouveia earned a law degree from the university in 2008 and is an associate professor at the University of São Paulo Law School in Brazil. He has focused on corporate governance, corporate ethical governance, and human rights. The state has seen an uptick in hate-related crime against its Jewish community in recent years. Massachusetts officials reported a 25% increase in hate crimes from 2022 to 2023. The biggest rise was seen in anti-Semitic crimes, which jumped 70% in 2023, according to the state's data. Anti-Semitic crime increased another 21% in 2024, the state reported. For the first time since tracking began in 1991, anti-Jewish bias incidents surpassed anti-Black incidents as the most reported hate crime in Massachusetts, the state reported. In October, Massachusetts awarded $2.6 million in grants to 25 nonprofits to help strengthen communities and faith-based organizations against potential terrorist or other extremist attacks. Faith-based institutions are central to community life, said Governor Maura Healey. Everyone has the right to be safe as they gather, pray, and seek comfort in their faith.